good morning, everyone.
My name is Christine So from Westside House Church. So to begin, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gathering. Thank you for your presence. We invite you, the Holy Spirit, to come and fill us up. Teach us to pray and give us our heart to receive your word. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So today we're going to read Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 28. I'm going to read from the app. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and said to him, friend, let me 3 loaves. For the friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than one, he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusts and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through wilderness places, seeking rest. And finding none, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Amen. So this passage has two parts. So the first part is about Jesus teaching on prayer. And the second part is about the controversy over demons and signs. And this morning, I would like to focus on the first part, the prayer. And let me quickly summarize verses 1 to 13. So the chapter begins Jesus praying in a certain place. And once Jesus stopped praying, the disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." So then Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer, which is a good model prayer. And then he continues with a parable about a man who knocks at midnight for 3 loaves of bread. And he used this parable to teach persistence in prayer, keeping on asking, seeking, and knocking. And then Jesus added, "Even an evil father knows how to bless his children, so how much more God will bless us, and especially he gives us the Holy Spirit." So this is the summary of the prayer part. And today's devotional, I want to talk about the parable. When I first read this parable, I got confused. Because how many friends are mentioned in this parable? So in this parable, it mentions 3 different friends. So let me unpack a little bit. So the first, I call it friend number 1. That is easy. It's the friend who knocks on the door. And friend number 2 is the one who travels at midnight visiting friend number 1. So friend number 3, I believe, is the neighbor of friend number 1. So I just call him neighbor to make things easier. So it makes me think that every one of us can be either friend number 1 or friend number 2, or we can be both. So I will also share the connection. But first of all, we can be sure friend number 1 and friend number 2, they don't have bread. So friend number 1, who knocks, he didn't ask bread for himself. He asked for his guest. So why he asked for bread? So as we know, bread is symbolic of Jesus, because Jesus is the bread of life. And why 3 loaves, not 1 or 4? I believe 3 represents the Trinity, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, or the 3 parts of our human body, soul, and the spirit. So friend number 1, who really wants to satisfy his guest completely. So that makes me think, have we ever prayed for someone to receive the bread of life so persistently, just like the friend number 1 who knocks on the door until he gets the bread? So if you can follow the logic, so friend number 2 is the someone in need. So imagine someone who travels at midnight, in the dark, must be tired in this journey. And it looks to me midnight represents darkness. Could be someone, their life in the darkness, and their soul get weary and they need the bread, Jesus. Yeah, before I was saved, I was friend number two. And I remember I met a sister in Christ during high school. When I had troubles or need help, I always came to her. She was always so kind to me. And I know that she had been praying for me so persistently for me to come back to God. So here I am. So in this context, I was friend number two, and the sister who prayed for me was friend number one who knocks on the door. So you may ask, who is the friend number three, the neighbors? To be honest, I don't know. If you have any thought, revelation, please let me know. But I think Jesus is trying to make a point here that the neighbor was unwilling at first. He doesn't want to get up. But then he still gives the bread, not because of friendships, but because of impudence of the man who knocks. So what impudence means here? It means persistence, but actually it means shamelessness. I think the man who knocks at the door, on the door, was quite annoying to the point the neighbor, okay, I give up. I will get whatever you need. So I would like to invite the worship leader to lead us a song. I wanted to ask the Holy Spirit to pray and reflect. Is there anyone or any groups who come to you or who comes to your mind that you want to pray for them so persistently? You want them to get saved, to be healed, to be delivered, to receive the bread of life. So the good news is that even we pray, Jesus wants us to be persistent, keep on knocking. Jesus said it's okay. Jesus won't get annoyed. He wants us to pray with this persistency. Yes, so let us continue to pray for others, contend for your loved ones to receive the bread of life. Thank you.
Servant, humble and meek, Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be. Servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. So
let me read the intercessory prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, your name is holy. We come to you lifting the preschools, the kindergartens, and junior schools up to your throne of grace. We stand before your presence, representing these precious children. Just as we are taught by Jesus to pray for provision, forgiveness, and protection, He asked this be bestowed to these young ones. We acknowledge that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from you, the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like the shifting shadows. You are a good Father that withholds no good thing from your children. So we ask in your goodness, bless these children's spirit, soul, and body. Provide for them, protect them, and be gracious to them. We will continue to make mention of them, knowing that when we pray according to your will, we will know that you hear our prayers, that you will always respond to our requests in Christ Jesus in accordance with your character. All glory, honor, and thanksgiving belong to you. May your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So let us pray for our community. Pray for healing, especially for those who go through chemo therapy and surgery. The next slide, please. Yeah, continue pray for people to be healed from illness and to be saved. Next slide, please. Yes. Continue to pray for those who suffer from infirmities. Next slide, please. Yeah, praying for open doors. Next slide, please. Yes, praying for missions, our board members, fellowship, our ministry, and for those who are pregnant, and our house church will be meeting tonight. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are the bread of life. So whenever we ask, we will receive. Whenever we seek, we will find you. And we lock, the door will be opened. So teach us to have an active and a persistent prayer life. And help us to pray in spirit. And not just pray for ourselves, but for others as well. So Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.